This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A lawsuit that could upend a key aspect of Colorado's vote-by-mail system can continue. A district court judge rejected the state's attempt to dismiss the case. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
A CPR News investigation in 2020 found that more than 100,000 votes were not counted over about 4 years because the signatures on the ballots didn't match registration records. Yet, very few cases are actual voter fraud. A voting advocacy group sued the state, arguing that the signature matching requirement is unfair, especially to Black and Hispanic populations. Those signatures were rejected at, they say, much higher rates. A Denver District Court judge found that the advocacy group has standing, and the lawsuit can continue. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado saw a record number of new business filings in the first quarter of 2023. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says that was nearly 56,000 new businesses. She attributed the record to a credit that reduced some filing fees to just $1.
Because of the popularity of the fee relief program, we expect the general fund allocation for this program to run out later this month.
Along with new filings, renewals of existing business licenses have increased year over year. Colorado's unemployment is at 2.8%, below the national rate. The latest Colorado COVID numbers show hospitalizations are down to their lowest level since September. The state health department reports 127 patients with confirmed cases, slightly less than last week. It's mostly sunny and breezy along the Front Range, highs close to 80 this afternoon, and a bit cooler tomorrow. Grand Junction has some clouds through the day, and mountain snow could continue through much of the weekend. In Vail today, highs in the mid-50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.